I think there are 10 key things that show lack of motivation and the consequences of it. Firstly, when you have poor motivation, the staff turnover goes up. The staff are the fundamental asset that brings value in most cases to most businesses. 60% of people, one statistic said, leave companies within 6 months in the UK. That is a phenomenal turnover rate, really, for most companies. So the mere act of turning and churning staff is incredibly expensive. Secondly, productivity goes down. And in fact, applying the Pareto principle to this, which has been proven to be really accurate, and I can show you some more statistics on this if you want to see it, but fundamentally, people who are not motivated end up becoming something like 16 times less productive. Absence rates goes up, which leads to low morale, low energy, low self-esteem. Recruitment costs go up, agency fees, selection costs, firefighting goes up. And by the way, when firefighting goes up, crisis management goes up, which means health goes down. Customers, down. Service poor. Reputation, down. Negative PR. Training costs, up. And here's the strange thing. These people spend more on training, but they sort of think it's a no-no. Why? Because all they're doing is focusing on skills. And of course, it's not about skills. It's about motivation. It's a separate and quite different thing. Outsourcing costs up. And finally, failure, net asset value down. And we lead on to blame, despair up, and self-belief down. And here's a strange thing I'm going to share with you, and I'm sure you know it. All success begins with self-belief. You cannot achieve anything in life without believing in yourself first and foremost, and in your company second. Without that belief, you're lost. So let me just give you briefly a little bit more about motivation. Firstly, typically there's no language to describe it, there's no description of it, there's no measurement of it, and this leads to no plan, no action, no outcome. We just hope if we have some training, or if we call Tony Robbins in, something's going to happen. What I want to propose to you is motivational maps. There are 9 reasons why people go to work in total. This is why they work. And in fact, these 9 reasons are grouped into 3 categories. Some people go to work for achievement reasons. Some people go to work for relationship reasons. Some people go to work for self-development, personal development reasons, okay? We give them titles like expert, star, builder, and what we do is we have a reward strategies pack. And basically, it's a 60-page pack of ideas which actually touch the hot button once we've identified online through the map what this person is motivated by. 3 of these 9 things in sequence, 1, 2, and 3. So, the expert, in general terms, what they want is training and development. The star wants awards and status. The searcher wants regular feedback. So what we need to do is to start as managers training ourselves to look for these patterns, create systems for these patterns at a macro and a micro level, so we start giving people what they really want. So this is about a language which actually accesses the hot buttons of the people's motivations. So my challenge to you is this. Are you giving your staff what they want, or are you just doing what everyone else is doing? Oh, it's a 4% pay rise this year. You know, oh, it's just a load of the same old training this year. So give people what they want, and there's no guarantee, but there's a much higher probability you're going to find yourself being really much more effective with them. So I come back to my 3rd and final question. How important is motivation in your business? If it's a 10 out of 10, I'm going to congratulate you. I think that's fantastic. But it ought to be, as Alan said, an 11 out of 10. It ought to be the fundamental thing. The strategy, the direction, you've already got some work going on with that. The skills, something's already happening with that. Make this the year of motivation. Get a plan, get going, make it happen. I'm going to introduce you to the 6 people in this room who are actually motivational practitioners, and I hope when this ends and we have time to do more networking, you'll want to talk to them and find out how they can help you with your motivational issues. So thank you very much. It's been really great talking to you.